grateful to be here today, and I just thank the Lord for Jesus and see what he's doing. Praise the Lord. I tell you, I didn't hear back. I know my hearing ain't getting bad, but I didn't hear nobody playing. I hear sometimes my mind is tunnel vision. But when I came in, Jackie was shouting about what was going on. And I'm seeing something, I'm telling you. God is moving by his spirit. It's not us, it's God. You know, we come in and we just got to let God do the thing now. Amen. We can't do ourselves anymore. You just got to let God, you know, just let God. And I found out if you do what he said, like he say do it, it'll do what it says. Amen. If you skip over it, then it's going to skip over you. And so I just want to thank the Lord for you all this morning. I thank the Lord for your growth. And praise the Lord. I just thank the Lord for everybody, amen, that I can see. And I praise the Lord because he's a good God. He's really good. And I told him this morning, you know, there's a lot of things we say to God when we by ourselves. You know what I'm saying? When here you have to tone whatever, you know, because there are personal things that only you need to talk about just to you and the Lord. But the Lord told me that, and I looked at Israel and I was reading all the books, different. I like Ruth. I was reading Ruth and, you know, about Ruth and Esther and all these things, you know, and I read some of Jeremiah and I kept skipping around the different. And I said, I saw the goodness of the Lord. I saw the goodness of God. And so he told me when I was in prayer, he said, I'm getting ready to restore. I'm getting ready to restore. I went over to this building next door. Our people over there, you know, they owned it. And me and Dad, we walked through it. The real estate agent let us walk through it. And it's empty, up for sale for some ridiculous amount of money. You know, and I thought, wow, you know, so we're going to get it. And, you know, so we walked through it. And I'm thinking, and the Lord said, just like that, when you walk back through, it'll be restored. And I like to, you know, I really used to like to look. I don't look at Jan and them as much as I used to. But I like to see things restored. Amen. I go in houses, you know, and I like to see what they done to it. And so I really like the gains, JoJo and Chip gains. I'm getting there. But when God put his hands upon something and restored it, it's just, and you know, when David, I was thinking, I said, Lord, is this the time? He said, go back to David to the 23rd Psalms. David understood God. He said, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Otherwise, I'm feeling, but then when I get to where I'm feeling that way, he's the joy of my life. I don't lay down in pity. He make me to lie down in green pastures. He lead me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. And I said, woo, Jesus. Then I begin to get another glimpse of the Lord. You know, it come in glimpses. If you don't know, it come in glimpses. We ain't gonna do nothing till we pray. I'm just so happy in my soul. I don't know what to say today. I told God, I said, Lord, he said, now you're in a place now. You're gonna have to believe me what I'm telling you, or you're gonna have to miss out. You're gonna have to stand what I'm telling you to stand, or you're gonna have to, that's it. I'm trying to teach you something. He said, just try me and see. Look at the hallelujah. Remember everything I've told you. I'm going through this, but I'm going remember everything I have said to you. He said, everything I said, it don't look like it's going to come to pass. It don't seem like it's going to come to pass. You can't put your finger on what it's going to. But I'm telling you, God said to me this morning, I'm going to restore everything, the cankerworm and the palmer worm. And he said, I'm going to give it back to the church. Lord, I thank you. And I'm just a little, but Lord, you didn't tell me I had to do it like the other people do it. So stand and let's pray. Lord, I want to thank you. I'm thanking you for restoration. I'm thanking you, Lord, for what you're going to do. I'm thanking you, Lord, for your word and what it says. Because I know we're living in the day, God. Praise the Lord. And you spoke to my heart. And I want to tell what you have said to me. Praise the Lord. When you talked to the men back there, Lord, you talked and they went and they told what you told them. Jesus, you said you do what you see your Father do. And so you're teaching us, Lord, how to give the word to your people. And I want to thank you for it. I pray for the anointing. I pray, Lord, that we'll get something out of this word today. And I pray, oh God, that we'll change. Because when you store things, you take things that need some restoration. And the church needs some restoration in it, God. And even though we think we're looking pretty good, even though we got a little something there, something shining over there, but there's still some things that need to be put in place. And I want to thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name, you are a good God and you are a good Father. I give you praise and glory. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Clap your hands for Jesus. And turn around and tell somebody, say, I'm looking for restoration. I'm looking for restoration. Looking for the Lord. Do what he say. Hallelujah. God, I'm looking for this thing. Hallelujah. I believe in you for this thing, God. I believe in you for it. Thank. I believe in you, God. Thank you, Lord. I'm looking for it, Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you for what you've done for me. I thank you how you saved me. I thank you, Lord, I'm not in the street no more. I thank you that I'm not on a corner. I thank you that I'm not selling myself. But yet I know that there's something missing. Hallelujah. So when you tell me you're going to restore me, I'm ready to be restored. I'm ready to be restored. But the Lord said in Malachi, he's going to turn the hearts of the fathers back to the children and the children back to their father, lest he come and give a curse. And I believe the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's right, honey. This girl preaches me. Girl, you preaches me, Leslie. Leslie preaches. I tell you, Leslie would preach me to death. Because she sit there and she say, come on. But I just want to thank the Lord. I really appreciate him. I want to go to Joel. And God began to speak to me what he going to say. I wasn't looking for this. I really wasn't. And I'm sitting here. I'm saying, Lord, you sure you want, you know. And I'm writing this down. Hallelujah, Jesus. But he said, I got to return. He said, I got to return things around. He said, you know, like in our homes, we want things turned around. But even though you may turn around, but your kids need to turn. So then he said he's going to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. Then he's going to turn the children to the fathers. And I had never seen, because you know, hallelujah, a child got to get up in some time and say, yeah, that's right. God is getting ready to be God. You ain't going to happen to everybody now. But God is getting ready to raise up some folk that's going to obey him. God's going to touch you. Listen, God's going to touch some of these young folk. They need touching. Now, y'all, put your seatbelt on. I'm going to try. I'm going to just preach what I'm feeling. I'm telling you. Just put your seatbelt on. Y'all, stop letting these kids bring technology into the church. Texting and doing all the people preaching. It's disrespectful to God, not only to the minister, but it's disrespecting God. Tell him, no, you ain't bringing that to church. You leave it at home. You can, and I'm telling you, you better watch them at home. I'm going to tell you, if you think Satan is just lollygagging around, I'm going to stay with this, Lord. He's not. These little things, little no-harm things, children of God, that the kids are getting into are things that's taking their minds. Satan comes through your eye gate, through your ear gate, and through your mind. And the Bible says in Psalms, I will set no evil before my eyes. So what your eyes look at, what your ears hear, it does a lot of things. And kids sit there and listen, look like no harm. But things changing into other things. People shooting each other. Even now the veggies is fighting each other. The vegetables fighting each other. I mean the carrots and the, this supposed to be something that the kids, children, I don't listen, I'm telling y'all now. Then you wonder why you got bad dreams. The devil don't care how he get the kids. But he told us to teach you to observe all things. That's just my preamble. Observe what your kids look at. And I said to myself, I was down praying. I said, Lord, what's going to happen to this next generation? What's going to happen to them? They don't know nothing about what I know. They don't know nothing about what you know, brother. They wasn't there when people had respect. They weren't there when people said, yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. Said, we can't say that now. These teachers tell us to say yes. Yes and no. You can't even say, excuse me, thank you. I'm sorry. Little things that we took for granted. I got a son. I got two sons. And some of y'all too. But I'm amazed because my son, Michael, he texts me every now and then. And I say, Michael, so-and-so. He say, no, ma'am, on the text. Now, Michael is near 40 years old. And he don't have to say, no, ma'am. You say, well, that's right. Get back to some of this old-fashioned stuff. Get back to where we're supposed to be. Get back to where the children obey their parents. Get back to where they can say, yes, sir. May not be in the army, but it's good teaching. It's because they respect. That kids don't even respect. My God, what's happening to this generation? But we don't do it, who going to do it? If the church don't do it, who's going to do it? I went over to Hidden Valley. Glad I went. And Angie said, I'm coming to your church. I said, when you come, you tell the people your heart and what you're thinking. She said, Sister Davis, we got a little boy over here, 10 years old. Took a bat and hit this man. 10 years old. Hit a man. We don't know what to do with him. She said, we don't know what to do with these kids. I do want to thank you, my grandchildren, for raising your children. You may look them, let them to look at TV and stuff like that, but I'll have them in class. They're very wonderful. I just got to brag on my children. Kobe is wonderful. Your children, I see you've raised them. But listen, don't be scared to tighten up. They may not understand it now, but watch that devil in this technology. Watch him. Don't take everything they put out. A new one of these. He ain't doing nothing but just doing a new one to get you and get. He'll know where you went. What you? Come on. Wake up. Lord, help us to wake up. I'm having a special Mother's Day service. This is what I'm going to tell you. Don't let me forget it now. I'm having a special Mother's Day service, May the 8th. Bring your friends, because God told me I'm going to give you a special service Mother's Day to help the women. He didn't tell me nothing about the men, so he didn't be lying. He didn't say nothing about that yet. He said a special Mother's Day service. When they get to be Father's Day, we'll see what he'll do with it. But I'm just going to follow him as he goes. And so he said, I'm going to go to Joel. Thank you, Jesus. Joel 2. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Number 21, it says, fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice. He talking to us. For the Lord will do great things. You know, it's hard to believe sometimes the great things when you're going through so many problems. When it looked like the devil and hell breaking out. And when the Lord said, I'm going to do great things. You went, well, you know. But be encouraged this morning, this church. Church, the Lord done told us what we're supposed to do. He done told us what he want us to do. So we got to be restored. We got to, in order to do and fulfill the purpose in our lives. He said, be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring. For the tree beareth her fruit, and the fig tree and the vine do yield her strength. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain moderately. And that's what we was in, brother. We was in the former rain. We was in the former, and it was good. Hallelujah. You know what? I know things have changed. Because when we were coming, I was glad when they said unto me, let me go to the house of God. When I felt bad, I went to church. I don't understand this church, these folks now. That's when I was wanting to go to church when I wasn't feeling good. You know, because I felt in the church somebody could help me. So let's get to the place we can help. Amen. So maybe that's the reason, Lord, maybe I don't know what's going on. Amen. But I'm feeling bad. I don't feel good every time I come here. But I feel that God among his people. I feel there's something among God's people. I feel there's something among God's people. And I'm waiting for God. I said, Lord, if it can't be done here, you're going to send me somewhere. Oh, I've had this experience so many times. Your answer, your miracle sometimes, Your word of encouragement sometimes is found in the house of the Lord. And if it ain't in this house, it's still the house of the Lord. God will lead you, I'm telling you now, and guide you to a place. But it's going to be in the house of the Lord or through some Christian. Is that right? Sometimes somebody can say something. I'm not saying God can do what he wants to. But my experience has been in the house of the Lord. So he said he's going to send us the, and the latter rain in the first month. Number 24 said, and the floor shall be full of wheat, and the vat shall overflow with wine and oil. Come on, children, let's lift our heads. He said, I'm going to restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the pomeroon and my great army that I sent among you. Ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. Are you satisfied? I say, are you satisfied? And remember, there's another good way. He's going to pour out his spirit until you don't have enough. You know, we don't have no room to receive. You got everything full. All your jars filled up. Everything you got. You ain't want nothing else. But he said here, he said, you should know. You know why he's going to do this? You shall know that I am in the midst of you. Israel is us and whoever serve it. And that I am the Lord your God. And none else and my people shall never be ashamed. And there are times when God's people are ashamed. Get out. Come on. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit. These are the days, Father. I will show wonders in the heaven and in the earth. Fire and blood and the pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and the terrible day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Who shall ever call, listen to me, it's the day that when you call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be delivered. This is what he said. As the Lord has said, and in the remnant which the Lord shall call. Hallelujah. He's raising up a people that's going to believe this. And they're going to go forth with this word, and they're going to heal the sick. And they're going to raise the dead. They're going to do what God has said to do. And I told God, I said, I don't know where I am right now. I'm telling y'all. Y'all just love me here. You just love on me. You got to love me now. Hallelujah. Because I'm telling you. I don't know. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. Because I feel this thing in my soul. I believe that God is going to visit the church. I do. I feel this going to visit church. Hallelujah. And after May, get ready. I'm telling you, get ready. God has said, go. And he told me to do something. I say, God. He said, you just do what I tell you to do. All you got to do is do what I say. Amen. Donald had visions. I've had visions. You done had visions. Brenda had visions. I had a vision that, and I'm right putting them all up on the walls. I said, Lord, your word will never return void. What you say you going to do. I say, what you say you are going to do. And people cannot hear unless they have a preacher. How you going to get saved out there on the street? You ain't going to do it. You got to have a preacher to preach to you the word of the living God. That's why Jesus said, go. Hallelujah. And when you go, tell them the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I'm telling you, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I'm telling you, God is getting ready to move for his people. You're going to hear it from those that come. God is going to move for his people. Get ready to receive what you've been wanting from God. Because this is the year of restoration. And God shall come and restore his people who are looking for him. I wrote that down because I'm believing it in my heart. Why? He said, listen to what David said. Thou leadest me in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. God has been keeping you for his name's sake. God has kept you holy for his name's sake. You know you ain't there. You know you can look at yourself. You go back home, somebody and say, girl, I sure wish I was like you. And you say, what's she talking about? I ain't so. But God keep you for his name's sake. He wants people, oh my God, he's your God. Am I making sense? Because I'm feeling good. And I'm not get feeling good, my words get twisted and everything. I'm telling you. But God, for his name's sake. You know why you're going to do it? For his name's sake. You know why you're going to heal you? For his name's sake. You know why he's going to bless you? For his name's sake. I say because he's God. If you're here trying to deserve stuff, you're going to never get it. You hear me what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. God going to bring young men, young women, young girls, young boys, and they're going to change. They're going to change because God going to change them. It takes God to change people. You can't change nobody. I don't care what you say. You can't change anybody. But I tell you, it's something about the love of God. So what the church need to be praying for, God, give me your love to change people. Give me your love to speak to my neighbor. Hallelujah. We see they need help. We see the world need help. If you leave here, go anywhere, anywhere around America, you're going to see people need help. You're going to see people need help. Hallelujah. God won't let me alone. Lord have mercy. I could be looking for some on CNN and some come on there. Here's some people here look like something they was born with their body. I don't know, some kind of disease. Their body was smashed down into their body, if I can explain it. That made this come up and they about this tall. And it's about two or three people in the world like that. Why are you showing me this, Lord? Because the miracles I'm going to perform, they're going to be outstanding miracles. They're going to be miracles of people that people never thought to get help. I'm going to do it for my name's sake. I'm going to be great among my people. And my people are going to believe me. God's going to heal me for his name's sake. He because I'm his child. And so people can see that there's a God. He's going to heal you for his name's sake. Hallelujah. You ain't got to beg no more. Just believe what God said. For his name's sake, you're going to hear. For his name's sake. Hallelujah. God told me this. I'm telling you now. I'm just burning up. I'm telling you, God is God. And there ain't nobody like him. I don't care what they say. If we just believe what he say and walk in his ways. Walk in what he tell you to. Don't try to turn it around and put your name on it. And he couldn't mean it in this day. Just do what he says. If you dare to do what he say. Hallelujah. The devil make you think that you done made a mistake. How could doing what he say make me so sad? How could make, well, let me tell you something. Weeping only endure for a night. But joy come in the morning. He give you joy unspeakable and full of glory. And you're going to wonder, why am I so happy? Do it for his name's sake. I said, he gonna do it for his name's sake. Hallelujah. I said, Lord, are you sure? He said, I'm gonna restore my people. I'm gonna take what the devil done to him and I'm gonna turn it around. Israel wasn't that good when he told him that. He had to show me that Israel was not in a place of restoration for us, me concerned. I just got to read how the kings act a fool and everybody else. They did terrible things. But the Lord loves. Hallelujah. And it's some, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you this today while I'm here. God loves. Say it. I don't want to bust your bubble. But God got another side too. He said, as I'm moving in this hour, that side of me that nobody knows, they gonna see that too. Do that make sense? God loves, but he's nobody to play with. He's nobody to play with. They're gonna see the other side of him. Didn't get ready, the moon should turn to blood. We gonna be here when the moon turned to blood. You ain't gone. You gonna be here. The stars gonna fall. Didn't he say before that? Didn't that say before? You ain't going nowhere. Hey, you know, get your ticket, put it in your drawer. Put it under some tissue paper. You ain't going nowhere right now. No, sir. I said, no. God is going to purify his people. Restore them. Purify them. Make them fit for his glory. Don't you want that? I do. I don't understand everything. I ain't up here telling you I understand everything. I'm up here telling you this is what God gave me. Hallelujah. And I'm just giving it to you like he gave it to me. If I had some more understanding, I'd get it. But I've seen another side of God. And I don't understand that part now. tell you that. But we're going to see a side of God that's going to help. We're going to have to know our God. We're going to have to be restored. And those people that's going to be restored are going to understand. But the people that has not been restored, watch it now, they're not going to understand what's going on. Am I making sense? The Lord told me to tell you to get ready for restoration. Stop complaining. Put the stuff out there of your life you think the best, you know, just say, Lord, here I am. Restore my soul. I said, restore my soul. I loved King David. I love him. You know why? Because he loved God. Not only did he love God, he tried God. He didn't let nobody talk to him about, no. David, you sin. God ain't thinking about you. You talking about my God. You talking about somebody I know personally. Hallelujah. I see, he led me in pastors when I didn't feel like it. When my son was acting like he getting ready to kill me. When people was talking about me. When the people that was close to me was plotting on my life. He led me in green pastures. He let me lay down by still waters. Y'all don't understand about this God I'm talking about. You can sit here and say, well, don't none of us deserve it. But he's God. Who to tell him? Who to tell him? And all of a sudden, you find, boy, I'm feeling good. Did you fast 20 days? No. I'm just feeling good because he's restoring me. He's going to restore you. You just here, it's good for you to be here today. Because all of you that receive this, get ready, good. Get ready. Gwen, get ready to go to the doctor. And he tell you, you ain't got to take nothing else. Because God done healed you. He restored your soul. Get ready, Cynthia, to go. What's wrong with you? Man, what are you doing? What you doing? What you doing, Clay? Hallelujah. What you doing? And you get up and say, well, I don't deserve this. Hallelujah. You know what? I ate something that didn't bother me this time. I don't know what's going on with me. I said, I don't know what's going on with me. God is going to restore. I'm telling you now, you good to be here in Revival Center today. Because this word, if you let it fall on you. God is going to restore it. God is going to restore it. And you to think you've lost something. When is it going to happen? God going to do something going to make you dizzy. He going to do something that you going to look at, what in the world? Amen. I'm telling him I'm feeling good. I said, Lord, he said, just believe it. You know, you talk about the sun and the moon, and you talk about and you tell people about the stars. And he said, I did do all that. And it don't help. Nobody help me. I said, let that be. And it was. And all I got to do is say, let. And I saw Jesus walk up to the tomb of Lazarus. Girl, I've read the Bible since I've been 14 or 8. But I saw Jesus walk to the tomb of Lazarus. And Mary and them, you know, they said, they love this like us. You know, we sit in that place. Well, look, then we get in the natural. But Lord, he dead. He been dead. He been stinking for 4 days. But they didn't just love it. He said, we know he going to be in the resurrection. He said, I am the resurrection. You serving a God that's the resurrection. Here this man walks up to the tomb. Hallelujah, Lazarus. Roll back the stone. Y'all see it now? Y'all see it? Here our God who we serve, who we just got through singing to, who we got through praying to, who we got through praising. He says, Lazarus. And every cell in his body had to be renewed. And you talking about God can heal you. You know what? When God showed me that, Leslie, I said, Lord, all you got to do is say whatever you going to say. And Lord, I'm going to be able to see again. I'll be able to do whatever. All you got to do is speak it. Hallelujah. When he said Lazarus, oh, my shunda. The Bible don't say somebody went in and did nothing to him. The Bible say he came out of that tomb. He had to remember. make him. He had to remake him. Every vein. He had to remake his eyes. He had to put everything. The man was stinking and rotten. And all he did was say, Lazarus. He didn't say, be made again. He didn't say, he said, come forth. And he said to you today, my brothers and sisters, he's calling your name. And he said, come forth. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He showed me that. I said, I ain't no devil in hell going to take this, Lord. So all you got to do is just open your mouth and speak. That's all you got to do. You're over death, hell, and the grave. Our God is an awesome God. He rules in the heavens. Y'all can sing that song anytime y'all want to sing it for me. Every Sunday, if you ain't got nothing to sing, sing Our God. It's an awesome God. Don't you dare not sing again. You get up there and sing. I don't care, brother, put it on for you. And sing, my God, it's an awesome God. He rules in the heavens. Oh, my God, he's everything. Thank you, Jesus. You miss your blessing. You miss your blessing. God said, tell them to get up and move and do what I told them to do. I was so glad to see you on the drums. You might well say, well, I think I can play those drums. You don't know. Hallelujah. You're going to beat your way into your victory. Everything you beat, everything you beat, that devil, you beating that devil's head. You was up on his head beating him. You was on his head beating him. Every time you made a thump, you was on his head beating him. You don't understand. You don't understand. Just do what he tell you to do. You open your mouth. He'll feel it. Isn't that what he said? Oh, I want someone to open your mouth. He'll feel it. Do what he say do. Amen. Sometimes you think that, oh, this ain't. No, no, no. Anything for him is good. I say anything for him is good. If he tell you, say, go and say hello to this girl. Oh, that ain't bad. That ain't bad. You could be saying hello and open her ears. You never know. You got to do what he say. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to stand on your feet. I tell you, I'm feeling good today. Al asked me about the sacrament. I'm going to preach on the sacrament probably the first Sunday, which is next Sunday, right? I'm going to preach on it before we take it again. Because when we take it, we're going to take it right. He reads it. But Jesus spoke to people they didn't understand. He was with them and talking, and they didn't understand it. So I'm asking the Holy Spirit to let the words be anointed, that you will know whether or not you can take the sacrament and what the sacrament is about. I don't know everything. I told y'all that before. But I've been praying, and the 21 day I asked God, please explain this thing to me. I know what it, you know what I mean? Biblically, I understand it. He said, you're not going to really understand it till up the road a little bit. Then you're going to really understand it. Now, y'all may not understand it, but I do. Up the road a little bit, you're going to really understand it. Because when you come closer to Jesus and you get to knowing about Jesus, hallelujah, that's what he said. Do this in remembrance of me. Pray you're going to remember because he's going to be done brought you out of some jail cells and everything else. I want to scare you. Hallelujah. But if you follow him, hallelujah, you're going to have to go through. See, people come to the altar and they think they're going to skippy-scoppy. That ain't what the Bible says. He said, you're going to follow me. You have to pick up your cross and follow me. And the way is so narrow. There you go, D. That's it. The way is narrow. Just room for just two. There's Jesus and you. Ain't no third person get on this road. You walking. Ain't that marvelous how one, you this little, ooh. my Lord. Hallelujah. How he walked with all of us, don't ask me. But I believe it. I wouldn't be up here screaming and hollering if I didn't believe it. I believe it. And the other road is broad. Many people going in it. Lord, put us on the narrow path. Let us to walk in the narrow path. Praise the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, deliver my soul, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. I pray that your people have received. Starting here, Lord, right on down into there. Because I know what you said. It won't be strange to me now, Lord, when somebody jump up and say, I can hear, I can see, I can do it. Lord Jesus, because it's here. You're going to do it. You're going to do it, Lord, in Jesus' name. You're going to do it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The deaf shall hear. The blind is going to see. The dead will be raised. Hallelujah. You shall do it. Hallelujah. Because you're God. There is nobody like you. I said there's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you. Nobody like you. Nobody like you. Sometimes you sing. Do you sing this something you feel in your heart sometimes? You know this words you make up.
Yes, ma'am.
God told me that. So when she sings, I'm giving her songs. And I didn't know that. He said, bring your songs to the church. When you feel them, when you're sitting there and a scripture come. See, we're so used to doing things the way the church did. Please. This is God's time. So when something comes in your heart, if I walk through the valley, whatever, just you sing it. If it ain't but a two, we'll catch it. And I guarantee you, people are going to be changed. People are going to get strong. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jackie. The Lord said because you obeyed him. You didn't understand it, but you did. All he asking you to do is run. You ain't got to stop on your way nowhere. Because when you run, the angel that's in this church, because I show one here, he going to do the work. And now your eyes shall see spiritual things, things, praise that you've been wanting to see. You know what I'm saying? You got to see these things. You got to see these things. Amen. Watch the change God going to do here. Right here. He got a, you the kind of person God like, honey. You don't say much, but when you say, people listen. Just like that one. But he said, tell her that all she got to do is run. And as she runs, sickness. And he said, tell her to sing. Sing the songs. Because y'all going to be left out because I get some, I'm sure going to sing it. You know, there'll be songs. I know my mom made that up. I sure did. I didn't make it up. That's what I'm feeling. And if you feel something, but God especially told me to tell you. Now, some of y'all, somebody else can do this, but I'm telling you what he told me to say. Amen. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Father, I thank you. And I thank you that I believe the saints received it. Lord, I believe the saints have received your word today. We received you, Lord. And we are ready to do whatever we can for the kingdom. We are ready, Lord. We may not know how to do everything, but we're ready. In the name of Jesus. And as we go back to our families, our homes, we're going to take this word with us. We're going to take this word with us. Amen. And from I'm asking God, too, we step and I listen. I found something that was wrote. I think you wrote it or somebody wrote it. Well, I'll bring it to you. It was Mother's Day. I don't know how long you've been had this, but it was Mother's Day. Karen testified on it. Yeah, okay. Yeah, her testimony. And dear, now you weren't there then, my mother-in-law, she wore the most beautiful thing. I want to get with you. Don't let me forget because of my mind, you know. I want you to write for Mother's Day. I want you to have something for Mother's Day, okay? Amen. God loves us. Any before I dismiss you, is anything somebody want to say or testify or whatever? Praise the Lord. Anybody got something to say? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Al, before we go, we want to pray for, come here, son. He's waiting. You waiting. You was waiting. I felt you waiting. What is it? Okay. Which one? Oh, Lord, bless her finger. Oh, my gosh. Lord, bless her finger. And let it heal. Let it heal in Jesus' name.